You're going to be hearing from the team that, that went to the Philippines, and some wonderful things happened there. We're just going to show a clip just as they're getting that clip organised. I'll just share a little bit there. We left on Friday the 16th, and we came back on early Wednesday morning, about 7:30 or so, Wednesday morning, and we had an awesome time away there. And we really do appreciate everybody's prayers that when we go there. And I know many of you would want to have come, but maybe all of you would have wanted to come there because it was not only just a missions trip, it was the launch of our new campus there in Tangham City. And so very significant in the life of this church, very significant in what's happening there. But we're going to show you this clip, and then the team will come and talk and let you know really what's happening there. So let's just put our attention on the screen and we'll just watch this together. Might want to try that again, guys. Yeah, just as it's coming, a few technical problems there. The people there just were so gracious, so loving, and so grateful. And please never underestimate the gratitude of people for what you give them and for what you're doing for them as a church. We send a lot of money to the Philippines. It's our main source of missions. It's a main area that we output of giving. And it's such a very powerful thing that you're doing as a church. I really want to commend you and honor you for your generosity and for your faithfulness in giving in that way. And it's such a wonderful blessing to the people there. And it goes a long way. $1 is 35 pesos, and 35 pesos goes a long way in the Philippines. So your dollar, it's, you can buy $1.15 for a bottle of water. This size is about 15 pesos, so about 20, 30 cents. So don't know what we pay for it here. We get ripped off. But just remember, whatever you give is certainly multiplied over there. Just while they're getting that, you guys will give me a nod when you're ready to go. I'll just talk a little bit about the opening there of the church in Tangham City. Very significant thing that happened there with the opening there. All right, I think we're ready to go. Or I'll share after we watch it. Let's start from the beginning and we'll watch this together.
Starting from verse 3 to verse 9.
We don't have straight away part of a family, God's family. And also the teaching there, I just praise God for my pastor, Pastor Chris, and other pastors at Grow Church in Australia. The teaching there is just is incredible.
These are the simple words that describe Grow Church. And the saying is this, it says, to be everything that God has made you to be. Might grow, to see all the gifts and the potential that God has put within their heart and life. And so our heart is to grow. We call it grow because we want just not growing in numbers. Yes, we want people to come and get saved. That's our big passion, for people to come to Jesus. But when people come to Jesus, we want to see them grow strong as believers, strong as disciples, strong in the things of God.
And honouring to Jesus, because He is our Lord and King. And so I just love her heart as she gives. She is generous and honouring, and she is giving sacrificially into the house of God.
Among sulugoon, masugusog ko na ang silingan. Kailangan ko taga lawag sa manok kung wala ko dito sa mong panay. Panagpahan ako mag-asawa. Sa the grace of Kayang Bana. No, salamat kayo.
Next to you and say, bless you, Grow Church, Dagenham City. Amen.
He's showing you his ways to deal with those sorts of desires.
Is that the one?
For the unfailing love and these wonderful deeds for men, let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him from the council of the elders.
God, he sent his son Jesus Christ, and he came down and he got used with us, and he has given us so many promises. And the promises is the one, we don't need to run around to anywhere and everywhere.
And share. And I think God has a heart for all of us in being part of the answer to what we saw in that video. We all have a part to play.
So I went through a storm in my life, but as we know, as it says in the song, Cornerstone, through the storm, He is Lord of all.
Amen.
So I grew up in a Christian family and home. I'm blessed to have a Christian family, but I still had to make my own commitment to God.
He cares for us in the way that He wants us to have true freedom. Okay, so I'm just going to introduce what it's about. So most of us have freedom to do things that we want.
Okay, there you go. Some light on here. Gives you an idea of what we did on the trip. And just as a team would like to begin to make their way out, the team are just going to each share briefly this morning. But look, I was really blessed by this team and the way that they really stepped up and growing up and grew in the things of God. It's a big stretch for people. They get thrown into things that they maybe never done before. And I'm just so proud of the way that they all just excelled, the way that they grew, and how well the team. Just get in a nice line here, guys, and we'll line up there. And just so blessed by this team. And I really encourage you to think about going on a team. We've got another campus now. So we've got another part of our families now in the Philippines. We need teams going not once a year, not twice, three or four times a year. We need people going through to the Philippines. And so I really encourage you to really think about being a part of a team, because these guys were so blessed, as you'll hear and see. God really blessed them, and they were just an incredible blessing as they ministered to the people there. And so we just really praise God for all of that. I'll talk a little bit more about the opening, but I just want to give them a chance. I think, Caleb, you wanted to go first, didn't you? So, and just wait for Rabini to come. And got these gifts that they blessed us with. So just want to stand there. Caleb, do you want to go first?
Hello, everyone. So first I'm going to start with what I was involved in. So I was involved in the first two Sunday services in Tagum and Asuncion. As for both services, I helped out in Sunday school with Rabini. On the Monday and Tuesday, we did feeding programs, which I was also involved in. We all did songs for the kids, but on the Tuesday, I told a children's story about Zacchaeus. On Wednesday, we went to the Vow, and we did another feeding program, but I didn't have time to do the story. On the Thursday, we didn't do any outreaches as we visited the National Center. On the Friday, we did the workshops, so I ran a catching and throwing game before the workshop started. I told the same Zacchaeus story later that night. On the Saturday, we did another set of workshops. I tried to run another game, but I didn't do a very good job in doing so. On the Sunday night, I had to share a testimony. I only spoke for a very short time. What I enjoyed most was the feeding programs. It was good. It was a good experience telling stories about Jesus to the kids. It was good as I did some public speaking, which I usually am not very comfortable with. It was good as we were able to help bless the children and tell them about the most important decision they can make in their lives. Overall, the Philippines was a good experience that involves you in areas that challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. If you haven't been on a missions trip, I encourage you to come on one.
Hello, everyone. This mission trip was the mission trip was indeed a blessing for me and my wife, and to all of us who took part in it. It was a very good experience in the opening of the new church on Sunday, 18 September 2016. It was also a privilege to take part and witness the feeding programs of the children organized by the Filipino pastors of the different regions. And was a blessing to take part in the Sunday church services conducted by the youths of Pastor Allen's church. By the grace and mercy of God, we have been protected every step of the way and brought back home safely, even though there were two major incidents. Firstly, on the 2nd of September, a bomb went off in the open market in front of the Marco Polo Hotel, killing 14 people and injuring more than 70. Even the president of the Philippines was in that region, but he was far away from the place of explosion. And secondly, an intoxicated person in the plane was threatening violence, but thank God he was restrained and preventing a major catastrophe or disaster. It was indeed, we have been to many other countries, but it was solely on leisure trip or as a tourist. But this was our first mission trip. It was a very good experience, and we thank Pastor Chris for giving us this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Okay. First, I give thanks and praise to our God Almighty for all His goodness and mercy. And the Bible says, I didn't choose you. No, you didn't choose me, but I chose you to go and preach the good news, to bear fruit for everlasting. And also, there are a lot of promises in the Bible for us, and all good things and all, but Jesus has commissioned us, He has ordered us, go to the ends of the earth and preach the good news, and I'll be with you to the end. And I give thank Pastor Chris and Muriel and Pastor Pat also, because we are new to this church. My journey started as Methodist when we came in Sri Lanka. When we came to Australia, it was in Anglican Church. And I praise God and thank God. One of our church members is here, Claudia, and she prayed for us to come out of this church. I don't know how she came, but it is God's appointment. Throughout this journey, we were able to see God's presence mightily and the unity by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is nothing us. So, and then from Anglican Church, she prayed for my daughter, for this family to come out. And we did come out. Praise God. Thank God is His timing. And we came to House of Prayer in Green Gully. And then from there, we learned a lot and got the water baptism. Though we are Christians, but not, you know, we were modest Christians and very stylish Christians. But, and then I went to Revival Center in Thomastown. It was 45 minutes travel and so on. Later on, we were looking for a closer church, and we have been looking. John was passing our house. Is it okay, Pastor, too much to tell? And because I have to tell the story, it's so amazing, God's power. And Kumar was, my husband was washing the car. He was going, he stepped back, and he was talking to him. And then he said he go to church, Grow Church in Alfreda Street. So one day we came to see the church around and we went, didn't happen. And then again later on we came, and the very first day when we came, it was Pastor Pat. And then the second Sunday, I think Pastor Chris was preaching, or he was giving the message. And he said there's a church to be opened in Philippines, and anybody come. So my heart was burning, like, you know. So at the end of the service, I came to Pastor Pat and I came to Pastor Chris, but then he was praying for another soul. So I told Pastor Pat. She said, if God says be obedient, do it. But I said, I have never done this before. And then she said, better you talk to Pastor Chris. And she told, and I also went and told Pastor Chris. He said, doesn't matter. I was only to go. And then he said, no, it's better your husband also come. So I give all glory and honor and praises to God, and thanks to Pastor Chris also, because it was a new journey. And from the first day onwards, you know, we were able to see God's presence and His mighty power over us. We had the troubled mercies, though we had few incidents, beginning itself, but nothing couldn't stop us. Because, you know, our plans were committed to our Lord. Whatever you do and your plans will succeed, the Lord works out everything for His own ends. So we flew to Cebu, and from there, Pastor Allen, he was so kind enough, in spite of all his commitments, he's a director of the whole thing, he escorted us, he came with us for the opening of the church in Tagum City. It was so wonderful, raining, pouring. Pastor was a bit concerned because they put that that covering and it was to fall down. But all the prayers, your prayers, thank you so much. We were able to see the prayers were there. And but the next day it was so raining, we have to go to one church and then have to come here at 3 o'clock for other service. The service was so wonderful. Me and Caleb, we have to take the children's program. And I'm thankful to God that Caleb, though he's 15 years old, he stepped up so wonderfully to see the young ones. Sorry. To see the young ones step up and do things. There are so many young ones and adults are so hunger for the Lord, but they don't know where to find it. But it is good to see that in this tender age he has come, and whatever you said, he stepped up. He stepped up and he did very well, I should say, and I give thanks. And on that day, so we were taking the Sunday school kids ministry in both the churches, and lot of children, there were a lot of children, and the dedication, was the opening ceremony was so good because three people had dedication. So to see that God's power was there. And for Pastor Christ from here, he has to look after these churches and Diggers Rest, and also in overseas, not only that, other places. Really, I admire and I pray to the Lord to give him strength, and also Muriel and the children and all you to back him up. So from there, then we went for this feeding program, and it was so overwhelming because for us, first time, and there were a lot of children, and because Karen has been before, she was doing, and the children, though the food, they feed them in the afternoon after church, school, it is 5 o'clock, they'll be hungry, but still they are not sort of anxious for the food, but they wanted to hear the story and sing song and all these things, little ones. And then after that, pastor said to pray. And when you start praying, the people, they come and the children come and join small group, become big group. And especially on this first feeding program in the, I couldn't tell the place straight away. And we were praying for a group of children, group by group, and we were praying. And there was one Muslim girl, she had this cover, and she came and she joined us, and she asked, how is USA? I said, we are not from USA, we are from Australia. And then I asked, how are you? You know Jesus? She said, no, my mother is a Catholic and my father is a Muslim. Then I said, is it okay if we pray? So we prayed, you know, the salvation prayer. We prayed. And then after that, I asked, how do you feel? She said, I felt a burning sensation in my heart. So I asked Pastor Chris and Muriel to pray for her. And then she came, she took the food, but she didn't eat. She gave it to two other friends. So the children are there, but somebody has to tell them the Lord, you know, Jesus is the hope for them. And though she was small, little, she's in grade three. So there is hunger. And so we did few programs, and the churches, you know, the pastors with a little, if everybody have to see this, and your every money is helping there in a long way. We think that is small, and what is doing, not only for the Philippines, for this learning center, and also in Pastor Allen's church in Cebu, people are from other countries have become to learn missionaries, and to go back to them and to teach them, to tell them. So 3-4 years they are there without going back to their home or anything. This money has gone long way because we do with prayers, and that small thing has extended. So it was overwhelming for me because I'm new to this church. I just started coming in May or June, I think. And we were looking for something, you know. Every house of prayer was good, Christian Revival Center was good, but we were not looking for a good, I don't know, is my experience. There was a hunger. There's more to do. Like God has, he has took me from the miry clay, something to be done. So I really thank Pastor Gruss for giving us this opportunity, and it's God's timing, and he backed us up. Muriel and Karen, they were so good to, you know, for me and for Kumar to come to, out and do like, but they are backing, and God's grace and mercy we did. And I, lot of things to tell, but other people also had to do. But it is good. We have to go out, and God has done good to us to go out and do what he wants us to do. And also, what about this, Pastor? So the children in Cebu, they were young ones. We did the workshop for the adults. who are going into the world. They are interns going out into the world to preach the good news. They were so kind enough, in spite of their scarcity or whatever, they gave all of us a mug. This is just a black mug. Looks good. And we say, oh, thank you so much. You shouldn't have done it. And then one girl said, open up, open up. And then they put the hot water and see what they have. Took our pictures. Can you see me somewhere here? And they have put, everybody have got, because it will take time, only one person is doing. And with a Bible verse, it says, how beautiful is the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. And they say, thank you and all. It's so generous. So we thank so much again for listening. God bless you all.
Yes, well, this is my fourth trip to the Philippines, and every time I go, it's just something different, something new, and it never ceases to amaze me that every time I do go, I learn something different. I learn something new about myself, about the people in the Philippines, and of course about God. You just can't help but really getting to know something different, especially about yourself. To me, this trip was very inspiring. I was just, you know, so proud to be a part of this team. It just really encouraged me in every area. Yes, we all stepped up, and it was just amazing to watch each of us step up and to use the gifts that God has given us to just, you know, impart on the people there. The workshops were great. I just really felt that, you know, just doing workshops, I'm always sort of nervous sort of what I'm going to say, but they all seem to complement each other, and none of us really shared what we were going to do beforehand. And this is where I see Holy Spirit really having his rule, because each of the workshops that we did really complemented each other. They just seemed to flow in, and it was just amazing just to sort of step back and watch and see that. I just love the children's programs. Each time you go there, you're just blessed by the children themselves, and has been shared that, you know, yes, they were being fed, but they were hungry for God's word. And just to see that, and each child is just, you know, you ask them, do you love Jesus? Yes, I love Jesus, you know, and each one of them can say, yes, Jesus is in my heart. And then to spend some time with them afterwards, after they're being fed, it was just a special time. As Rabini shared, we all sort of got into little groups, into little pockets of, you know, just children around us, just sharing, and just, they just love to hear what we have to say, and they just love to interact with people from other countries, and it was just so precious. And I remember one feeding program we went to, I was with a group of youth, they were probably about 11 to 15, and one young boy said, I can sing, can I sing to you? And he sang to me, and he had the most beautiful voice. And it was just really lovely. So he sang a couple of songs to me, and then another group came and they showed me, you know, it ended up being a little performance that they put on. They danced and it was just really great to see. But this young boy that had this most beautiful voice, I was just able to encourage him, and that it was a gift from God, and that he should use it for the glory of God. And he really took that. You could see that he took that upon his heart. So it was just really a blessing just to be able to bless those little children. And I've often come away feeling that I'm very rich because of what I have here and what they don't have over there. And yes, it's the same again. You know, they don't have a lot. And you can see by their living accommodation and everything, they don't have a lot. And they live in the most, you know, slum areas. And so I always come away thinking, oh, you know, I just want to give away everything. But, I know that I'm just truly rich with what I have. And I don't think I have a lot. But to see them and to see their joy and their happiness on their face, it just really makes you just step back and think, well, you know, there's not a lot of problems in my life that I should complain about, or I should, you know, focus on, when these people, you know, they don't have jobs, they don't have a lot of food on their table every day, they don't have the money. Some of them can't get the education because they don't have the resources to go to. So, yeah, always come away just feeling, yeah, I shouldn't complain about anything. And the real highlight for me was seeing Grow Church in Tagum. When we drove up and we just saw this sign that you saw on the clip, it just blew me away, because it was like, you know, I knew I was going there for the launch and that was exciting, but to actually see it and actually see the sign that said Grow Church, it was like, wow, Lord, you're actually doing this. You're actually, we've got a Grow Church in Tagum, in another part of the world. Wow. And I was just so excited, and just to see the building, and I hadn't seen any of the clips beforehand to see what it was, but I was told that it was, you know, a bit, you know, unpainted and a bit, you know, dumpy looking, but it was just amazing what they did in that short time. And it was just a blessing to be there, to be a part of that launch. That was a real highlight for me. And also another highlight was, yes, I'd been over there several times, so I knew a lot of the people already, but I just felt like it was going home to a family. And even with the team, we were just like a family. It was just, I don't know, I can't describe it. I know in my heart what I'm thinking and saying, but I just felt like I was just surrounded by love, by a family. We supported each other. We worked together. We lifted each other up. And it was just great. Just every part of that trip was just amazing. And all I could think of, well, was like, I just feel like I'm home. I just feel like I'm in a family. I just feel like I'm sharing. And it was just with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And it was just amazing. So, yeah, I had a great time. It went too fast. Rabini has shared, or even Caleb, I think. If you haven't been on a missions trip, you know, and you would like to go, and you can go, you're able to go, I really encourage you to go. That won't be my last trip. I would love to go again and again and again, because I just feel my heart's there. But, yeah, I really encourage each and every one of you to, you know, to have a think about it. If you can go, if you're able to, yeah, go along to a trip, just one, you know, and just see for yourselves, and continue to pray for these people, continue to pray for our Grow Church over there. It's real blessing, and it's really good. So thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be back. And thank you to everyone who looked after our family here in Australia. Joshua and Matthew were well fed. And it was a great experience for me. It's the first missions trip that I've been on with my husband. We've been married 25 years this year, and he's been on many missions trips, but this is the first one that we've gone on together. So it's really special because of that, because we could share it together. There's all these people he knows over there and all these places he tells me about, and they're just like names to me. But now, like, I've been there and I've met the people, and it's like this other life that Chris has had that now I'm a part of, if that makes sense. Yeah. So, like, there's all these new friends out there, you know, that Chris has been visiting over the years, and I've come to meet as well. So now I've got these new friends, and Facebook's really good. So you can still, you know, share photos and connect with each other. So it's just wonderful to be able to go this time. Just other highlights were, it was wonderful starting the new church in Tagum City and meeting with Pastor Randy and Yanni, and just helping them and encouraging them on their journey, and just letting them talk and share about what's happening in the church, and just giving them as much, you know, support as we can. It was great, yeah, just meeting them and knowing this is just a beginning of what of our relationship together. It's just the beginning of what God's going to do, and knowing that we're journeying together with them. And it was great that there were three dedications at that service. I thought that was really significant. These new beginnings and these new little ones being dedicated to the Lord in this new church. Another highlight was when we're in his devout, Pastor Chris was asked to share at the council offices with the council workers there, with, and the mayor was going to come but wasn't able to the last minute. So Pastor Chris was able to share them with the workers there some scripture, and it was great to see. They said that they're all Christians and they have a prayer meeting once a week together. And it's just such a wonderful working environment to be in. I just thought, what a blessing, you know, just to be working together with other Christians. And you're in the council, like this city, you know, you watch out, see what God's going to do here. Another highlight, like everyone else has shared, was the feeding program with the children. And it was so very special. Just seeing their poverty, at first it was overwhelming when you see where they live, and to get to their houses, you have to walk through all this rubbish. But as was shared, you see the joy that they have when you share God's word with them, and seeing how their lives have been changed because people have come to share the word of God with them. And you see the people in Pastor Allen's church who used to be in the feeding program, and how they've grown up into fine men and women of God, serving him. Some of them with calls to be missionaries. And just there's such their heart to serve God, like they give up everything to follow God's call. One girl, she's come from a really broken family, but now she's educated, has a wonderful job, and she supports her family. And she's going to, her heart is to be a missionary in India. So she's going to give up this really good paid job to serve the Lord. Now that really challenges me, just their heart, their sacrificial heart to serve God. And she just knows that as she does that, then God will provide a husband for her. She's thinking, I'll meet him on the mission field. It's funny. But when we were in the feeding program, you just feel you want to impart to the children all that you can of what God's shown you. And just seeing the girls there, and you're thinking, you're saying to them, you know, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. God sees you as beautiful, because you don't know what they're going to face as they get older. But just wanting them to know they're beautiful because God says they're beautiful. It's not what man says, but God says they're beautiful on the inside. And it was just good, like, because I was stepping out of my comfort zone, going over there and ministering in ways that I've never ministered before. But just one of the workshops was about discerning the voice that you're hearing. Is it yours? Is it God's? Or is it Satan's? And I guess, like, I applied that when I was over there. Like, God wanted me to go over there. So what I was doing was in accordance with his will. So I didn't listen to any thoughts that were saying you're not good enough or you can't do this. You just do it. Okay, whatever opportunity I was given, I just did it. And God helped me. He brought me through. So I didn't, like, listen to anything that would say, no, you can't do it, because God wants to encourage us. And there's so much, we have such good teaching in our church, and I just wanted to share, you know, everything that I had while I was there. And I just encourage anyone who is thinking of coming that it is the same for you as well. You just have to be willing and available, and God will do the rest. And it was just great working together as a team. I've only been on two missions trips, and we worked really well as a team together, like Karen said. So it's just a wonderful time. And just Jesus really has a heart for the poor, and I know that when we minister to them, it's like us ministering and showing love to him. And there's such a powerful thing when you do that. And God really moves. Just whatever you give, he uses for them. Thank you.
Let's put our hands together. Bless the team. You can all make your way to your seats here. Praise God. Well, it was an awesome time, and I'm really proud of this team, as I said. I don't think I need to encourage you to go on a trip. You've had five encouragements so far, or six. I really encourage you to do that. And it's interesting that people do remember that. I remember there was one place when we went to Davao. We're walking there, and you're walking through, you know, all the shacks of the houses there, and this whole bunch of kids all came running up there, and they're going, "Zachary, where's Zachary? Where's Zachary?" And another place they're going, all these kids are asking, "Where's Auntie Jackie? Where's Auntie Jackie?" And some are asking after Chloe as well. So they do remember us and do remember you. And so once you go there, not only do they get in your hearts, you get in their hearts. And you want to adopt them all, you want to bring them all home with you. You can't do that, but I just really encourage you to keep building those relationships with them. Just with the opening of the Tagum Church, just really encourage you to really keep it in prayer. This is not a mission project. This is a campus, and we've deliberately done it that way because churches take on mission projects, and we're giving to missions. And but if a church struggles or gets under pressure or whatever, the first thing the churches tend to do is they drop missions. Well, these are our family. These are our they're us. It's just us. It's Grow Church, but they're in another location, so we're committed to them. And they're longing to meet more of their family. They're not going to be able to afford or jump on planes and come over here. But some of you can do that. And some go on holidays, they go all over the place. Well, why don't you say, well, okay, rather than going on a holiday somewhere, I want to go meet the rest of my family that are now in the Philippines. I really encourage you with that. On the opening, they gave out, there was 135 meals served at the opening. That didn't include us and others there, so it was a good crowd there. There's about another 65 people that they'd connected with that were coming, but because of the heavy rain, weren't able to come. And so it's a wonderful opening occasion. Now, they had their service last week. We went there. There was over 50-odd there. And they're very excited because there's adults going as well. A lot of the work that they do is with children, but to see that the adults are responding and coming along to the church there is really exciting, very significant. Please keep it in your prayer, that temporary red tarpaulin that you saw. You might have seen Kumar in his Sri Lanka versus Australia test match with Caleb bowling his spinners under that tarpaulin. That did eventually collapse under the weight of that heavy rain. And so we need about $600 to put a more stronger structure in there. So if God stirs something on your heart and says, yeah, look, I could help put them on that structure because they need it. We've got 40 chairs there. We need to buy more chairs even. They're pastoring two churches. They have the church in Asunción, the 30-minute drive, and they're doing Grow Church in Tagum City in the afternoon just while next year or two while they're getting someone to take over the work in Asunción. And they've been bringing some of the gear, bringing some of the churches, some of the chairs there to the service there in Tagum. Again, and as time goes, we want to buy more equipment there, but we've given them speakers and they've got everything basically there. But if we can get some help with that tarpaulin, they call everything tarpaulin. They call the banners tarpaulin. They're saying, oh, we got the tarpaulin. Where's the tarpaulin? This is the tarpaulin. Oh, you mean the banner? Yes, the tarpaulin. So that, and then the thing coming over, that's also a tarpaulin. I don't know whatever else is a tarpaulin, but anyway, I'll work it out. But to help get more a permanent structure, it'd be great if God puts that on your heart to help with that. But that's our family in Tagum City, and it's such a strategic place. The building we have there is right on the road between the Tagum City's in like five little sections, if you like, and so there's a bit of a gap between them. But we're right on the main road where you've got the council district where all the municipal offices and all of that stuff over here. You've got over here, you've got the market on there, and so we're on the main thoroughfare, and it's a constant road there. We had pastors coming there. We had pastors coming saying, we want to join your movement. We want to become Grow Churches. We're saying, no, we're not a movement. We're a church, and this is a campus. If you're interested in covering and coming into relationship, then you need to talk to our denomination within there. But a lot of pastors came in, and I see opportunities there. Not only are we ministering to people, but the pastors there all want us just to get with them and teach them and mentor them and whatever church they're from. And so that's something else that we'll end up doing as a result of that. But please keep it in your prayer. It's a young church, but they're full of God. It's so good to see those children from behind the cemetery, all those ones doing that thing. All those kids got saved in the feeding program that we've been supporting as a church. You've actually financed those kids coming into the kingdom of God. And to see them there all doing the dancing there, you know, Pastor Randy and Yanni, they're just bawling their eyes out. They were really touched because they saw those kids who were in abject poverty, didn't know the Lord. And because of what we have done as a church in reaching out and supporting them and the work, and they've led all those kids to Christ, and then to see them up there at the launch of Grow Church Tagum City was a very emotional thing for them and a very powerful thing. Don't underestimate what we're doing as a church. It's very significant and very impacting. So I want to commend you. I want to bless you for your faithfulness and for your heart. I just want to one little verse just as we close off here this morning, just to encourage us. But I really want to honor you as a church, you know, having just such a heart for people beyond yourselves. That's something that really stirs my heart. I'm so blessed to be part of a people of God that love the Lord so much, but have a heart far beyond themselves, even for others. And I just want to read this little passage from Colossians chapter 1, just as we close. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you've already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you all. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, and just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learn it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf and has also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints. For he's rescued us from the dominion of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of his Son, whom he loves, for whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. But where it talks about this gospel that has come to you all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. And I praise God for that. We do praise God that we're a part of such a church family, and to be able to be investing into our brothers and sisters in the Philippines. And there's great fruitfulness that's there. And so I commend you and I honor you as a church family, and that we now have another part of our family. Yep, we have Diggers Rest as a part of our family. And I really praise God for those that are faithfully going along and helping us get that established there. But please keep Diggers Rest, but also Tagum City in your prayer. We're going to stand to our feet as we close. And as the team comes up here, we'll just close with a song this morning. But let's just pray and just honor your hearts and your faithfulness as Grow Church. Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, that you love us, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for a people, Lord, that are not only loved of you, Lord, but for a people that love so much, Father. I thank you, Lord, for gracious hearts, for generous hearts, Lord, that give, Lord, and have been able to release a team, Lord, to send a team to go, Lord, and Lord, to see that other part of our family established there in Tagum City, Father. We thank you that we're brothers and sisters with every believer across the face of this earth, everyone that confesses that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. But Father, we thank you, Lord, that there's that immediate family, Lord, that's been now established in Tagum City. And so, Father, we just pray for them, Lord. We just pray for your blessing upon them. Father, we pray for Diggers Rest even this afternoon, Lord, for your presence there as we touch that community. But Lord, above all, we just want to honor you and thank you, Lord, for your presence upon our lives. And Lord, let your gospel, Lord, continue, Lord, to grow and to bear fruit, Lord, not only here, but Lord, right across the face of this earth. Father, I just thank you this day. Thank you for a wonderful church, Lord, that is such a wonderful privilege to be a part of. And Father, you just bless each one now in Jesus' name. Let's worship the Lord as we go today and honor him, because he's a great God. Amen. Amen. And he's pouring his grace across this whole earth. And I know already you're planning for when you're going. Amen? Amen. All right, let's worship the Lord together. Praise God.